Are you tired of playing small, keeping your big idea locked inside of you, of looking forward to the someday in the future when you'll finally know enough or be enough to take the risk? This is Ideas in Play, a limited run podcast brought to you by the Play Day Summit. In this show, we explore how people in different professions can use play to let their big ideas out into the world so they can make an impact. If you want to know more about the Play Day Summit, head over to playdaysummit.com.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jeff Harry with Rediscover Your Play.
And I'm Lauren Yee, and I do many things, but I help people adult like a kid.
So we're talking about how do we develop ideas through play? I think this is a concept that is not spoken about enough, especially because most times you have to do it in a very professional setting. You have to do it in a box room, in a box meeting, in a box hour. And this idea of actually developing ideas through play is really what I think is like the natural way in which we come up with ideas. What do you think?
I mean, I talk about adulting like a kid, right? And when we're kids, like all of our ideas are literally play. You don't know what's going on. You're making stuff up. Throwing things against the wall or just like putting things out there, right? Like if you're imaginary playing with friends as a kid, you're just like, and then there's a dragon and a unicorn and you're like, okay. But as we get older, we get practiced and told no to fit into the boxes you were talking about, right? And there's like a correct way or a professional way or like that's inappropriate. And you're like, but it's an idea. And like, you never know where that's going to go because it gets shut down so quickly.
Mm-hmm. And it actually reminds me, I'm trying to look it up there, actually reminds me of a study that was done by NASA where they followed 1,600 kids from this Head Start program. And they found that they were considered 98% of them were considered geniuses, meaning they were able to come up with a lot of really creative ideas, right? But as they got to the age of 10, it went down to only 30%. By they got to the age of 15, it went down to 12%. And now as adults, it's at a dismal 2% maintain the level of creative genius, meaning this idea of being able to come up with a plethora of ideas, to be able to see things in a unique way. And we kind of lose that because of this culture that is designed to like have us fit into certain boxes, and we lose that creativity that creates the innovation that frankly we need in order to like save the world.
It unfortunately makes so much sense to me, but like, it's exactly what we're saying. And the idea of ideas is creativity, innovation, thinking about things that don't already exist. And if we edit ourselves into thinking what is or isn't allowed, like that's not playful. Because in play, I believe it's full of possibility, right? Mm-hmm. Like that's one of the things about play, is like you don't really know what play is. That's a good and bad thing about play. It's really hard to define because it could be a lot of things for a lot of different people. And like, even if you and I are playing together in some way, in like the way that people think in sort of like schoolyard games, even if we're playing a game together, the way we approach it might be really different. Similarly, yeah. If we're brainstorming in a professional setting, work and play don't have to be separate, but if we're brainstorming, that's sort of playful, innovative, right? But we approach it in a different way. And if the way that I'm thinking about it, my perspective, if I bring that to the table and you're like, nope, like that's not playful. And yeah. So it's one of those things that I think work and play often are at odds, or it's like work hard, play hard, because it's like one and then the other, or
they're
different ends of the spectrum. And like, we've made it that way in how we exist in the world now. But play, to me, like another way to think about it is like, it's a tool or methodology, not necessarily a thing you do. It's how you approach stuff. It's a mindset. It is how you co-collaborate, co-create. And it feels so important because it literally is the possibility. Like, play is possibility. It's a low stakes way to try stuff or say stuff. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you say stuff and you can't even get to the trying because it gets stopped. So it's a very important part of the beginning, a part of the process.
Well, I mean, what you shared just brought up for me this idea of the Wright brothers. So I remember doing this as a talk where I was like, okay, who knows the Wright brothers? And everyone's like, I know the Wright brothers. And then I go, all right, who knows Samuel Pierpont Langley? And all these people were like, who is that? And I was like, a lot of people don't know that the Wright brothers were competing against Samuel Langley, this guy that was backed by the War Department by $50,000, which is like millions of dollars in these days, as well as he was also backed by the Smithsonian. So he had access to Smithsonian scientists, the best minds in the world. And they were, this group was competing against two bike mechanics from Ohio to see who, oh, look at that, with the yes.
Celebratory.
And who got there first, right? It was the Wright brothers. Why did they get there first? Because they were playing. Because they were open to failing. They were open to just experimenting all the time. Also being mocked a lot of time because they crashed their planes so often. Meanwhile, Pierpont, who had put so much money into this, good old Langley, he only failed twice. And then he stopped. He did not want to continue to build. So just this idea of they didn't even see it as play was so much like pressure driven. And they were thinking about their ego and thinking about like how I'm going to be the first person to create this flying apparatus. While these Wright brothers are just kind of messing around, just having fun, following their curiosity, right? Adulting like a kid. And look at where they were able to create. And that is what we want to help people tap into.
Yeah. Cause you can't create, you can't, but like creation doesn't really exist in a vacuum. Like you can be creative, but like, then you actually have to like do it in the real world. And like, that is different than whatever is happening in your head. And so being willing to come up with ideas, try weird stuff, cause you don't really know what will or won't work, in a very like work, like speakers, professional teams, like anybody, if you aren't willing to fail, you can't try stuff because you, it's like market testing. Like you don't really know like what you think is going to like land and the pressure, but the results and the data and all this stuff says this will work. And then you test it and nobody likes it. Like you have to try stuff.
You have to try. And this is where it ties into the Playday Summit, right? Mm-hmm. Because having speakers test out new subjects, new ideas, ideas they've always wanted to present, but never have had the platform to do it. And we're doing it in a play oriented way with other speakers in a psychologically safe playground is like an opportunity to do things where you can be like, oh, okay, I failed here. Oh, let me try this out. Oh, let me try this out. And then all of a sudden you gain the confidence to be willing to try it out there because if you're not able to play here, you won't be able to play out there.
Totally. And using the sort of Wright brothers flight sort of mindset as well, like when, with speakers specifically, and in a lot of professions, but with speakers specifically, we are practiced in figure, like we know what people want to hear in the sense of like buzzwords, right? Like people want innovation. Mm-hmm. There's certain like disruptive stuff that like people want to talk about. So you're like, okay, like I can talk about leadership, I can talk about communication, I can talk about psychological safety as like a underlying thing. But when you are excited about something, like play is about being interested and like wanting to do something and like having a good time. And when you figure out what that is that you want to talk about or do or work on at work or whatever, like that is when magical things happen. And like the Wright brothers were just like doing something they were interested in and messing around. And then it worked. And like, that's what people gravitate to and find out about. And like, how would anyone, especially at the time in the world, know about these like two brothers in like the middle of nowhere? Mm-hmm. Like there was an internet then, but people found out because they did something and were successful and it like spread and like energy gathers. So
and almost it almost ties in with when people go viral now, right? The Wright brothers were the original viral sensation. But in order for us to come up with these really amazing ideas, you need to create the playground in order to do it. And that's what the Play Day Summit is going to be. So we hope that you're able to come to this event. We hope that you're going to be able to play more to come up with new ideas. And there's anything else, Lauren?
If people aren't practiced, it's okay. We are play professionals and happy to help get you there.
All right. We hope to see you there. Take care.
Ideas in Play is brought to you by the Play Day Summit. To see if the Play Day Summit is coming up near you and to get tickets, go to playdaysummit.com.